Well, we didn't get a chance to talk after the Crusaders game the other day because you were in a bit of a hurry, weren't you?
I was in a hurry. Listen, I love hearing all the rumours, what people say. It's great. You know, it makes me laugh. But I was in a hurry to go and actually get a course, my pro licence course. I had to rush off from Dublin to go to Wales. So, yeah, listen, you know, your emotions obviously after a game, you know, said my piece to players, but I had to get straight down, catch that flight. And, you know, look forward to the game then, Saturday.
And looking back at the Crusaders game, you know, what were your thoughts on a disappointing day?
That was a disappointing day, wasn't it? It was the performance more than disappointed me. You know, as I said, the players, you've done great, and they still have done great. You know, at the end of the day, we're still top of the league. You know, as I say to you, listen, you know, we went into it and I had that belief, but we just couldn't get going. I thought we contained them for 30 minutes, you know, with a game plan, the stop, wee bit of concentration. And, you know, listen, they were deserved winners, but it's not the end of the world for me, you know. Was it 7 wins out of 8 games? Is, you know, it's a fantastic record. And, you know, we'll look forward to Saturday now.
Warren Point will be obviously a tough game, and you know a lot about one of their strikers. So, your thoughts looking ahead to
Who's
Saturday?
That? What striker's that, Andy? What striker's that? There's too many of them. No, as I said, it's going to be a hard game against Warren Point, you know, because I said this in the press, they're a free game. You know, they'll be coming here full of confidence. All the pressure's on us, and we've got to make sure, you know, we're on top of our game.
Ivan Sproul, Ross Clark, they must be getting close to getting back to the squad.
Yeah, they are. They are getting close, you know what I mean? That's what I want. You know, they're two exciting players. I want all the players, but, you know, together. I want them all fighting for their places. I want them on their toes. And, you know, they're two very, well, Sproul especially, is a very experienced player. And Ross is, you know, one of them kids who's, you know, fully energy. And, you know, you want them in your team.
Great result for the Swifts last night, and great for a lot of players like Haggerty, Stafford, to get more game time under their belts for the Swiss last night.
Yeah, it was. It's fantastic. You know, the attitude of them, they want to do it. They want to do it right. The attitude's there, and it's great for them as they get games under their belt.
You want a big crowd and a lot of patience and support and understand from our supporters here on Saturday. It will be a tough game, yeah.
I want all sorts of fans to support us, as always. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, we're building something here. Said that, you know, the boys have done fantastic. Get behind them. Everyone goes through blips. You know, you look at Jose Mourinho. People all of a sudden say he's a bad manager. You know, he's probably the world's greatest manager, I'm being honest, with a fantastic team. So, you know, listen, just get behind the boys and support everyone and hopefully get the 3 points.
You must have missed being out in Belgium in the past few days, but you've heard good reports.
Yeah, I hear the kids have went out and got a result. You know, I was booked to go on that trip, but obviously my pro licence comes, so, you know, it was a killer for me because I had a great time last year. But as I said, you know, it's great that our Linfield teams can go over there and compete and win. And Scott Boyd's team, you know, it's great for the club, and it's a fantastic trip.
All the very best for this coming Saturday one.
Thank you.